Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah! Welcome back to another edition of How Legends Are Made radio show. This is Dan Blackburn. I'm your host. I'm always excited to be here. A couple of quick things, a little bit of housekeeping. Thank you very, very much to Brittany for the email I got from her this week. And Brittany is two things. She's asking for a particular topic, and she wants to talk about meditation. Meditation, the value of meditation. Do legendary people do it? Do they use it as a tool? Is it really effective? So keep your eyes and I guess mostly your ears open, because I will, I'll do a podcast on that. Because yeah, obvious mindset, focus, taking out the stresses, focusing on what's important is always, always good. And the meditation can certainly be a part of that. So we will address that. And also the other thing, Brittany had a question. She said, when legendary people wake up every day, do their work, go about their business, do they get distracted? Do they get knocked off their game? And if so, what do they do? Well, Brittany, I've shared this a number of times and the question comes up. So awesome, wicked, beautiful question, because this question cannot be asked and answered enough, because it's the largest misconception people have about being legendary is that the legendary people have just as many problems, as many challenges, as many hurdles, as many fires to put out, as many whatever metaphorical or analytical, is that right? No, analogy. And any analogy you want to use is there. Legendary people struggle as much as everybody else. They have learned how to go past it. They've learned to build something, a team around them, a mechanism, an idea, a thought, a habit, that those things are inevitable. And they have a way to get around them. And the funny thing is, you know, if I said to you, hey, you know, whatever your, say your net worth is, let's take money for example, because oftentimes that's a big one for people. If I said to you, hey, you're going to lose 5% of your net worth in the next 24 hours if you don't do this particular thing. And that particular thing is almost impossible to do in 24 hours because you need so many signatures and people and everything and everything. And so 5%. So if you're worth $1 million, 5% would be, you got it, $50,000. If you're worth $1,000, it's $50. Not so bad. $50,000 if you have $1 million, or $50 if you have $1,000. Whether that in that moment you need that $50 or that $50,000 is irrelevant, but hey, that's what you're going to lose. But imagine if you're worth $1 billion. $1 billion. Losing 5% is 50 million. Okay, 50 million. So you got to figure it. Put it in relative terms. For some of those people at that level, their risk, even though it's percentage-wise, it's the same number we all deal with, but the number, the raw number itself, is significantly larger than the numbers we deal with. And yet, it's in the challenge, it's in the face of those moments that those legendary people, they don't flinch. Doesn't matter that it's going to take 26 hours to do a job that they only have 24 hours for, they'll find a way to get it done in 23 hours and 59 minutes and 59 seconds. Like, they'll find a way to do it because it's that important to them. So, Brittany, awesome question. Yes, legendary people struggle as much as everyone else in certain areas, and they know how to get through it. They don't let it stop them. That's a difference. They don't let it stop them. So thanks for asking that. Before we go on to our podcast today, remember to go to howlegendsaremade.ca, download a copy of the first chapter of 17 stories that will rock you, shock you, and inspire you, and spend some time on the website. Look around. There's other really cool podcasts. There's other content. There's free stuff. There's all kinds of programs. Go nuts. Enjoy. Peruse your way around, and always happy to help. I'm here to serve. So if there's something that you're looking for, it's not there, throw me an email. And we can have a conversation about that and maybe find a way to make it happen. So today's podcast is a little bit of a somber one. A very good friend of mine recently lost his dad, and very, very close friend. And his dad was in his 70s, recently retired, recently, I say, in the last number of years, onto his golden years. I'm my fingers are in the air now making quotations, like golden years. Not quite sure what that means, but anyways, he's into those years, retired, pension, you know, the whole bit. And really, for all intents, is having a good life, good health. And in about a 12, 14 week period, his health deteriorated, and he passed about a week ago. And so, you know, sentiments and condolences out to him and his entire family and friends and anyone who he comes in touch with, and sentiments and condolences to you if you know someone who has recently passed, someone in your family, a friend, a neighbor, or if you have a friend or someone you know of who is struggling with the loss, or maybe it's someone who's sick and someone who's struggling with their health and the risk of this issue, this health issue, being terminal. So my thoughts and my heart go out to everybody who is in that space right now in this moment. And so I wanted to do a very quick podcast to honor this man's passing and anyone else who can resonate with this. And, you know, I really want the message to be about take the opportunities when you have them, the opportunities to connect with the people that you have in your life. And even if it's someone that you may not have the best track record with, even if it's someone that, you know, there hasn't been the harmony that you'd like to see, or there hasn't been harmony, period. Take the time now, like today, in this moment, to reach out to that people, to those people, and to that person, and just to connect. And it's not that you're looking to change where you're at, or have you see things their way, or you know, apologize. I mean, if you need to apologize, then great, then do that. And if they see it your way or they don't, I mean, you can't control what the other person talks about, what they think, what their beliefs and opinions are. But what you can do for you is you can reach out and you can connect and just say what needs to be said and be clear, like be clear for you that you said and did all that you could have, because we don't know when the people around us, or when I have had our last moments. We don't know when the people around us have had their last moments. So are you doing all you can do to appreciate the people in your life? The situations and circumstances may not be ideal. They may be ideal. They may be better than they've ever been before. And maybe they're not. But at the end of the day, you still have the same power within you to reach out and to make that connection. You see, human connection is the most powerful tool that we have. Every success we want, everything we want to achieve, everything, every opportunity that we want to attract to us in our lives requires people. It's the human factor. And as much as we become advanced technologically, as much as we rely on social media, on Facebook, on all these different platforms, on podcasts, I mean, I'm the first guy to say I'm grateful for all this stuff. But one of the challenges to all these things is we lose that interaction. We lose that contact. So that's why I'm so grateful when someone like Brittany sends in a message and reaches out and has a real life question. It does two things. It tells me people are out there listening and they want to know. They're looking for answers. And it also tells me that I'm connecting, that I'm reaching people. So the people in your life, reach out to them. The ones whose phone numbers you have, whose addresses you know, who you know where and how to find them, reach out. Make that contact. Have that conversation. And remember, you're reaching out, you're doing this because it's for you. And the day that someone closes the lid on a casket, on a friend, on a family member, on someone, or maybe on someone that you're having an enormous fight with or a disagreement with right now, I can assure you one thing, that you will wish that you had have had the conversation that you can table now while they're here. I lost my dad a little more than 2 years ago, and I felt complete with my dad. And despite our disconnection over the years and his struggle with alcoholism and mental illness, I felt complete. And yet, when I eulogized him, there was still a part of me that had questions that I would like to have asked him or conversations that I would have liked to have had. And I'm sure we've all been in that situation. We've all stepped back and thought, wow, if I could have asked one more question or had one more conversation, I would have had it. So I'm encouraging you to do that now. Do it now while you have the chance, while you have the opportunity. And it may change the relationship. It may reconnect you short and long term. It may not. It may do nothing to your relationship. It may change nothing. But it'll do one thing for you. It will take away that thing, that unknown, that unfinished, that incomplete piece that you can deal with right now. So take the opportunity. Think about the people in your life now that you've lost. Think about the people that have gone to the other side that you would like to have had something else to say, another conversation, another moment. And make sure that from this point on in your life, make it a responsibility, make it a commitment to yourself that you'll do it differently moving forward, that you've learned, that you'll take the thought, the idea, the conversation, the discussion that's in your mind, you'll take it and you'll go and have it with that person because you deserve it. You deserve to have that conversation, to say what needs to be said so that you can be as complete as you can possibly be in the event you should lose that person. So as always, I'm always happy to be here. I am wrapping up for this show. A huge condolences and thought to you, to anybody who is struggling or who has lost someone. I totally resonate with the pain. And remember that you always have the opportunity to do things differently in this life. Head on over to my website, howlegendsaremade.ca. Grab onto some free content there, some interviews I've done with some very powerful people, and learn how they've transformed their lives to be legendary. I'm Dan Blackburn. I'm out of here. And always remember to dream, plan, and execute your way to an amazingly legendary life. Booyah.
Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.